to y'all. It's been a long time since we had back-to-back transports. We really had to hustle to find enough fosters for these guys this week. But thanks to all of you wonderful people, everyone on our list this week, plus a few I snuck on the list a couple times in the middle of the night when no one was looking, all got fosters. The theme this week is cutesy names for no reason other than it just happens to be close to Valentine's Day, and I remembered that one of our longtime fosters, Claire, sent me this theme idea with a bunch of these names already listed, so it took minimal effort from me. Let's get into it. Xanadu. Okay, and listen. I had 24 different letters that I needed to have names for on this load, and if you're smart, you know there's only 26 letters in the alphabet, so pickings were slim, guys. So Xanadu, whose real name is Scout, and I would highly suggest using that instead of Xanadu, he is an owner surrender. It's hard to believe that anyone would surrender a purebred, already neutered 2-year-old golden retriever who seems to be the most perfect dog ever. But the owners had a massive change in lifestyle, which, despite how nosy I am, I still haven't figured out what that means. However, he wasn't getting the attention that they knew he needed, and they were forced to keep him in a crate 14 hours a day. So they just felt so bad about it, and they knew they wanted him to have a family that could spend more time with him. He has been fostered down here by someone who has 2 other golden retrievers that are his therapy dogs, and you literally can't tell the 3 of them apart in the pictures. He fits right in with them, and they have had the best time fostering him. Trixie was posted on Facebook when she was found on the side of the road, skinny, soaking wet, almost completely frozen, and mangy. And if you know anything at all about me, it's that there's nothing I love more than beagles and mangy dogs. And when you combine the two, I lose all self-control. I had been tagged in the post a few times because, again, everyone who knows me knows they are my weakness, but I didn't have a foster. And as much as I am an animal rescuer to my core, I just cannot convince Justin to let me bring home a contagious dog with our 9-month-old baby. So I commented on the post to all the people that had tagged me, and I said, whoever agrees to foster this dog for me gets a one-time pass to pull whatever they want, and I'll send it on transport. I kid you not, it was not a full minute later before Hope texted me and said one of her fosters was asking if she could get in on the deal too. She said she would pay for the beagle to be boarded at Dr. Jamie's, who we love, if I would take one of her 3 1-year-old dogs that another rescue had stuck her with and ghosted her on. Of course I said yes, and she went and got this sweet baby that night. She left her at the vet for a few days so that they could do some medicated baths and get her fixed up, and about a week later she brought her home and has been fostering her since. So stay tuned to see pics of the 3 that I am now stuck with taking. But I still think it was a fair trade. I think it was a good deal. Valentine is from the same home as the pea litter of 6 that I'll tell you about in a few minutes. Kinda. When our rescue partners went there to vaccinate the pea litter, they saw Valentine running in the road a couple houses down. They asked the owner who it was, and she said that someone had dropped him off a few days ago and that all of the neighbors just kind of kept shooing him away. So she took him home with her and asked if we would take him too. Knight in Shining Armor was posted on Facebook when he showed up at someone's house. They took him to the vet to be checked for a microchip and posted him on Facebook looking for the owners. No one came forward for over 2 weeks, so we offered to take him. Romeo and Juliet are not litter mates, but they have been fostered together, and they are the very best of friends. Like, they love each other so much, I would even say it would be worth getting them together in the future for play dates. They are so sweet together. Romeo was a stray. There's a girl that I'm friends with who does purges on Facebook for people. Like, you bring her all your unwanted clothes and she sells them on her Facebook page and gives you money and you pay her a fee. Anyway, it's a big business. She's got people coming and going from her house 24/7 picking up and dropping things off. Romeo wandered up and was taking the bags of clothes off her porch. So she posted him on Facebook to see if anyone was missing him. They weren't, of course. But she said he had to go as soon as possible because he was sleeping in her outdoor cat's spot on the porch and messing with the bags. By the time we went and got him, which literally was like 2 days, they had scared him so badly for getting the bags that he wouldn't even go near the porch anymore. So if he has some kind of like PTSD when you come home with grocery bags, it's probably from this. Anyway, we mainly got him because I knew she was keeping him outside and we were getting insanely cold weather. So we took him to the doghouse. Juliet was also a stray. She wandered up to my mom's neighbor's house, and coincidentally, my mom was still fostering the F litter of two from the hot tea transport who looked just like Juliet. So my mom's neighbor calls and says, "Hey, I think one of your puppies got out and it's in the woods behind my house and it's all bloody." We never figured out what happened to her, but she was cut up. So my mom goes running out to check, but both of her puppies are with her. So the neighbor ended up keeping Juliet for 5 days in her garage while it was so cold, just so that she wouldn't freeze to death. And when the transport that got canceled finally was able to go, my mom brought Romeo home so that we could put a nursing mama dog and her newborn puppies at the doghouse, and then brought Juliet over so that they wouldn't be lonely. And man, have they had a ball together. They are two peas in a pod. My mom loves them both. They're both great dogs. But she said Romeo is one of the best dogs she has ever fostered. He's going to be a really, really great dog for somebody. We all love him. The Y litter of two are from a friend of our fosters. She called her and said that her teenage daughter was coming home late one night after hanging out with her friends and saw these two puppies wandering out of the woods and heading towards a busy road. So she brought them home, and her mom, the friend of our foster, was not happy at all when her daughter showed up with these two puppies. But when our foster explained like how it works and told her we would take them in a couple weeks and she only had to hang on to them just for these few weeks, we'd give her everything she needs, she felt a lot better. The Q litter of two were found on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere by a lady that works at an elementary school. She passed them on her way to work and kept driving, but she just couldn't stand the thought of driving home that afternoon and seeing them run over on the side of the road. So she turned around, picked them up, and brought them to school with her. She called one of her friends who fosters for us and asked her to come pick up the puppies from the school, and she fostered them until we could get them on transport. The C litter of two were found on a gravel road between two pastures. The woman that found them and who owns the pastures is actually the owner of the mama dog from the last transport that took in the two orphan G litter puppies. When she heard what wonderful homes all of our animals get, she asked if we could take these two for her too. The M litter of two were originally a litter of four. Someone had an old man come up to them at church and ask if she could help with a litter of puppies, so she asked us if we could take them. He ended up giving one away before we could get out there, and the other one just ran off and never came back. But he was very thankful that we could take these two. One of them also has entropion, which is basically when your eyelashes grow into your eyeball, and it feels like literally your eyelashes are scratching your eye 24/7. It's miserable. It causes eye infections, watery eyes, super, super painful, all kinds of things. The man obviously had no idea and had no plans of having surgery done, but Dr. Burton will do the surgery to fix the eye issue so that the lashes grow the right way and he won't be miserable for the rest of his life. The P litter of six was originally a litter of seven. The seventh puppy was run over by the owners in their driveway just 2 days ago. That makes me so sad. They are owner surrenders, and they are very happy to be getting their mama dog spayed for free. She looks like a 100% healer, a red healer, so these puppies might be 50% healer. The S litter of five were found on the side of the road. One of my rescue partners has me in a group chat with like 11 other northern rescues she works with. I have it muted because it's honestly like 500 texts a week of everyone asking everyone to help with a billion animals. I just happened to see a text come through about these a few weeks ago and I thought, oh, those are cute, but another rescue is totally going to nab them up. Then 3 days later, I got another text saying the lady still has these and I'm getting really nervous she's going to start giving them away to people on Facebook, which shocked me because, again, have you seen them? They are so cute. So I wrote back and I said, well, I can take them January 31st unless you find someone that can take them sooner. And like an idiot, I said, I also have a transport leaving on January 18th and I will probably have a foster open up then, which at the time was just a few days away. But of course, that was the infamous transport that got canceled. So I had to text the lady the day that I was supposed to pick these up and tell her that our transport had been canceled, so that foster didn't end up opening up and I wasn't going to be able to take them. And she was going to have to keep them for another week. Keep in mind, these are not her puppies, okay? She just found them in the middle of the road and brought them home so they wouldn't get run over. But she was not happy with me. She said, I cannot keep these puppies in my kitchen another week. Don't you have anybody that can take them? I was like, Miss Ma'am, I have 53 animals that were supposed to leave today that I am now scrambling to find places for, on top of 25 plus animals that were supposed to be going in these foster homes that now don't have anywhere to go. I was like, I'll bring you any supplies you need to make things easier to keep them, but I am not taking them until next Friday. And several hours later, she wrote me back and said, I will need a crate and a taller playpen. Thank you. When we went by to drop off the supplies and vaccinate them, they were outside on her front porch in a teeny tiny wire crate with a heat lamp directly on a potty pad. She said she keeps them outside when she's not at home, but luckily it ended up being so cold that week that she was home almost all of the time. So somehow they all survived. No one got frostbite. Nothing caught on fire. And then my mom ended up taking them from her after hers left on the last transport. The D litter of four are owner surrenders. Do any of my OGs remember our campaign from a few years ago called Homer for the Holidays? We had been asked to take some dogs for a man who was being sent to prison. Actually, he was already in prison. And his two dogs were left alone at his house, and he asked us, through his family, if we could go and get them. One of them was completely feral, bit me and everything. I couldn't believe it. We fostered him for a while, and then a family member of his took him back until the guy got out of prison. And there was another dog there, a black lab mix, who was so precious. He ended up going to another rescue that the family had found, and we just like helped coordinate things and held on to him until that rescue could get him. But while we were there, the neighbors were helping us because A, they heard me scream when I got bit, but they also wanted to know why people were at this supposed to be vacant house. Anyway, while all of this is going on, we're like crouching down, crawling around, trying to sneak up on this feral dog and catch him without him seeing us. There's another dog, a third dog, literally trying to make out with us, climbing in our laps, kissing us all over, eating our bait that we're like using to try and get this feral dog. So after we caught these two dogs that we were there for, we're about to get in the car and leave when the neighbor said something. I don't even remember what it was, but whatever they said made us realize this third dog was just a stray dog that the guy who was now in prison had been feeding for months. And now, not only were we taking his two friends away, but no one was going to be coming by anymore to feed them or him. So Jessica and I, we didn't even have room for the two that we were there for. But we looked at each other and we said at the same time, load them up. And I brought him home with me too. So we had one more transport before Christmas that year. And Dr. Burton told me that if I could find a foster that would take him, I could send him up that next week on transport. So we started the Homer for the Holidays hashtag. And we got him a foster who helped him find the literal most perfect home. It's one of my favorite stories to this day. But that doesn't really have anything to do with these four puppies. I was mainly just reminiscing. The owner is now out of prison and he's back at the house with his feral dog, who, by the way, ended up not being so feral and he fell in love with me and we were besties by the time he left. Anyways, the black lab that went to another rescue had apparently knocked up a neighbor's dog before he left. Just one last hurrah. So the mom of these four puppies is a puppy from that one night stand. I don't know how he ended up with the daughter of his dog that we sent to a rescue, or if the neighbors were just happy to get rid of her by the time he got out of prison, but he is very happy that we're taking these four puppies for him and that we'll be getting his mama spayed for him as well. The house looked like it needed to be demolished several years ago when we were there. I don't even want to imagine what it looks like now, but he does take really, really great care of all of his dogs, so these four have been very loved their whole lives. The H litter of six are actually a litter of 14, and actually why I'm not speaking to Jessica. No, not really, but I am really sad about it. They were brought into the shelter one morning, all 14 of them, after they were found in a culvert in someone's yard. It was below freezing, it had been raining, so they were literally shaking to death and honestly hours away from freezing to death. The people who brought them in said there was no way that they belonged to anybody on their road because they know all of the neighbors and none of them had puppies, let alone 14, let alone 14 that went missing in the middle of the night. So they were certain that someone had dumped them there the night before. Oh, and did I mention, this was the day before we ended up canceling transport because weather was so terrible. So not only did we have 1 million animals already that we were scrambling to find a place for, we now had 14 soaking wet, barely 5-week-old puppies at a kill shelter with no heat that were certain to freeze to death. So another rescue was offering to take some of them but couldn't take all 14, and as mad as it makes me, we really physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually could not take all 14 right then either. So the other rescue took 8, we took the other 6, and we got them set up in a playpen at the doghouse with 3 other litters, an adult dog, and a cat that had to crash there until transport finally left the next week. Have I mentioned lately how much use we get out of the doghouse? Okay, now for the cats. Firecracker is from our transport driver. She is like royalty to us. We would do literally anything to keep her happy and keep her driving for us. So when she said her niece found this kitten this past summer and was having to keep it in a kennel in her house because her dogs were not fans of the cat, and she wanted to know if she could get her on the van so she could have a better life. Nibbles showed up in someone's carport a few weeks ago. None of the neighbors had ever seen him, so they figured he was either dumped there, or a lot of times in colder weather like this, kittens crawl up into cars and then just fall out of the bottom when the people start driving. It's actually really common down here on super cold mornings to hear your neighbors like bang on their hoods and honk their horns to scare any cats out of them. So he could have just fallen out of a car. The A litter of 4 is from another rescue. They primarily do cats, and they asked us if we could take some older kittens for them. They were from an owner who surrendered them when she was being sent to rehab, and coincidentally, the home that they were all in burnt to the ground completely less than a week after the owner and all of the animals had left. So I don't know what the owner's going to do when she gets out of rehab, but the other rescue is holding several of her cats and her dog for her in foster care until she gets out and gets on her feet. These were just kittens that one of her cats had, and she didn't want them back. All of the other cats today are from Alabama. I am so excited to say we are pulling from our Alabama shelter friends again. There's really no tea on why we haven't been. There's no distemper crisis or anything, other than the fact that transports have been full to the brim with our other rescue partners' animals. The shelter didn't have a way to bring them to transport, which meant I had to go pick them up. And again, I'm going to blame my baby here. But it's really hard to have a brand new baby crammed in your car with dozens of crates of barking, meowing, puking, pooping animals. So unfortunately, we just kind of fizzled out for a few months after Mary Sue was born. But we are back. They've got a new van and they're able to move animals around now, and I have missed them so much. As much as we love them, it is a bummer though that we know so little about the animals we pull from them, but here we go. Old Man, which is a terrible name because he's not old. I don't know. Dr. Burton could tell me tomorrow. He's 20 years old. I have him down as like a year. So we'll find out. Old man was left by his owners at a rental house and the landlord brought him in. Eye Candy has been at the shelter for months. I actually think I remember him from the last transport we did with them back in April when I was still pregnant. But then again, all black cats look the same to me, so I might be mistaking him for another little kitten that was there. But I told the shelter manager that I for sure needed the W litter of two that I'm about to tell you about, strictly for naming's sake, because I needed a pair so that I wouldn't have to use another letter. But I told her that she could pick whichever two of their other adult cats to give me, whatever two she likes the most. She is so, so, so happy to be getting Eye Candy out of their cat cafe where they keep the cats now. She said people come in and they sit down and no one ever looks at him. No one pets him when he comes up to them. No one even looks at him. He is ignored by everyone, and she said it broke her heart every day watching people just look past him. She said he is the sweetest cat and it made her sick thinking that he would live his whole life at the shelter. So I am so glad we're getting him out for him and for her. The W litter of two, honest to goodness, only got to go because I needed a pair because I didn't have a 25th letter to use for names. So that is the only reason I picked these two. The W litter of two wandered up to someone's house who brought them in. And their names aren't even good. The W names are not even good names. But I was like, I honestly do not have a 25th letter that I can use. The I litter of two were found at Tractor Supply by someone and they brought them in. But the shelter manager thinks that this is a lie. She thinks it was the owners that brought them in and just lied so that they would have to take them. The G mama came in pregnant. She had wandered up to someone's house. They brought her in. One of the kittens, though, is not hers. I don't know which one. I'm going to try to find out tomorrow when they drop them off at transport, and I will update it on the foster's page. But she is from another mama who gave birth at the shelter during the night one night. And when the workers got there the next morning, they saw that she had buried her kittens alive in her litter box. This kitten was the only one that was still alive, so she lost custody of it, and they gave it to this mama who took her right in with her other two kittens. The L litter of four were brought in with their mom, who is very feral. She will be spayed by the shelter and turned loose somewhere. I'm not sure where. I'm not sure what program they use, but they were all found in someone's barn, and they were able to trap them and bring them in. The B litter of five grew up at the shelter. They have been there basically their whole lives and they are craving attention. So we're super happy to be getting them out. And that is all for this week. Jacqueline told me it was going to be a mini. She said 20 to 25 max. And I said, bet, Jacqueline. Looks like I won because we had 60 animals on board this week. That is so, so awesome. But if you are not fostering this round, stop what you are doing and go sign up for the February 15th transport. It's our next transport. And when I tell you that the puppies on that load are to die for, I mean, they are to die for. We are talking Golden Retriever mix puppies, Pyrenees puppies, Doodle mixes. Listen, you will thank me later. Just go sign up. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe so I can get another sponsor because that was really fun for me. It's a rough life, but someone's got to do it.